4 weeks ago, the Texas Department of State Health Services sent two of its staff to federal detention facilities in Brownsville and McAllen. A one-page summary of findings provided to KERA details severe overcrowding, 5.5 square feet of living space per child when national standards call for 20. Children with contagious infections like scabies and lice were not adequately separated from the general population. Some children were held for days in an area without air conditioning, where they slept on the concrete, were exposed to insects, and temperatures reached 100 degrees. Carrie Williams is a spokesperson for State Health Services.
There are toilets in the cells where the kids eat and sleep, and so that just really opens the door up for spread of disease. You know, whenever you have people staying in close quarters, there is just an increased risk of disease spread and outbreaks.
Williams says Texas Health Commissioner David Lakey visited the same facilities again last week. The non-air-conditioned area was not being used, but little else had changed. Williams says Lakey contacted the director of the Centers for Disease Control.
We do think the CDC should have more involvement given their expertise in disease management.
In an email, the CDC said it's consulting with a separate federal agency that provides medical screenings after the children are moved from the detention centers to longer-term housing. We requested an interview with U.S. Customs and Border Protection, which oversees the detention centers, but have received no response. Jessica Maxwell, with a division under Homeland Security, says before children enter detention, they're visually checked for signs of illness like rashes or coughing.
If they are found to be suffering from a serious medical affliction, then they're transported to the local emergency department for treatment. If someone is found to have a communicable disease, then they are quarantined from the general detainee population.
Williams says State Health Services would like to see more thorough health screenings before children enter detention. She acknowledges, however, that the level of illness reported to her agency so far has been consistent with what's in Texas's general population. 3 children with flu, 3 with tuberculosis, dozens with chickenpox. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins has repeatedly said North Texans should not be concerned that 2,000 of these children may soon be transferred to shelters here.
The diseases that these children may carry are diseases, for the most part, that go through every elementary school and DISD every year.
But Williams says State Health Services is concerned that conditions are ripe for disease among a population that may have reduced resistance after an exhausting, trauma-filled journey. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.